With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Pacific Grove is one of the only places on the Monterey Peninsula where visitors can stay in short-term rentals. Now, voters there are set to decide whether they want to restrict where those vacation rentals can be located. Measure M would remove them from most residential neighborhoods. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Haroon Nori pulls up a map of Pacific Grove on a computer. It shows dots throughout the city.
The blue dots indicate short-term rentals.
Right now, there are 254 short-term rentals, or STRs, in Pacific Grove. Nori is a management analyst for the city who oversees the STR program.
If you click on each dot, it shows you the address, the license number, and a link to the complaint form.
Pacific Grove began issuing licenses for STRs back in 2010. Only in recent years did the city start tightening its regulations. This came in response to neighborhood complaints. The city has two main restrictions on STRs. First, to get an annual license, there cannot be another vacation rental within 55 feet. That's to reduce too many in one place. And second, licenses are limited to 250. That's about 3% of the homes in Pacific Grove. The cap will fully go into effect by April, as licenses that don't meet the new rules expire, and others may not get renewed.
If we determine that they had a delinquent account and there have been substantial complaints logged against an STR, mainly becomes the grounds for non-renewal of a short-term rental license.
But for Tom Aikman, these limitations are not enough. He lives on a narrow street in one of Pacific Grove's small historic homes. It's just one block from downtown. He knows this is an ideal neighborhood for visitors. Looking out his front window, he says he's surrounded by short-term rentals.
You see that little greenhouse over there?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. This little house hidden by all the overgrown shrubbery?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
One.
He walks out to his small backyard and points to another STR that backs up to his property.
Their deck comes right up to our fence, so we hear them when they're out there drinking.
The noise and the loss of parking spots are just a couple of things that bother Aikman. He also didn't like seeing some of his long-term renting neighbors pushed out to make way for vacation rentals.
Anybody who says they're good, I would almost guarantee you, are people who have never lived beside them, across from them, or behind them.
Aikman is part of a group who pushed the city council for years to regulate STRs. When they felt the city did not go far enough, they got Measure M on the ballot. Measure M would ban short-term rentals in most of Pacific Grove's residential zones. It does not affect short-term rentals in the coastal zone. That's an area regulated by the California Coastal Commission. Aikman will vote yes on M. He says for him, it's an issue of zoning.
It's really a matter of the way residential characters are defined. If the majority of our residents don't mind these things, then that's the way it's going to be. I think the majority of us do mind these things and would rather have stable neighborhoods, which is probably why most of us live here where we do in the first place.
Pacific Grove does have more than 1,000 rooms available at hotels and inns. Short-term rentals became more feasible for visitors and homeowners in recent years with the help of websites like Airbnb. That's where Hank Armstrong lists his Pacific Grove home. Walking through his house, he shows the rooms visitors use.
Two twins in this one, and then an open kitchen. And
this is where he and his wife Sally raise their two girls. Now the kids are out of the house, and the Armstrongs are retired. So whenever they know they're going to be out of town for a few days, they rent their home to visitors.
They're looking for different amenities. They're looking for a place that will accommodate perhaps three or four or five people.
Pictures of their travels hang on the wall in a hallway, and their short-term rental license is posted in the front window. The license costs them about $1,200 a year.
We invested in it because we will be leaving town part of the time for different reasons, and my wife and I, as part of our economic plan for retirement, make it available on Airbnb.
Losing that license would mean a financial hit for the Armstrongs, but it would be a bigger financial hit for the city of Pacific Grove. The city has grown to depend on the revenue coming in from short-term rentals. The most recent numbers show over the past year, they brought in nearly $2.2 million in transient occupancy tax and other fees. The city wouldn't lose all that money, but it would take a substantial hit. Armstrong says he worries most for that loss. He's voting no on M.
Those cuts are going to have to come from programs. They're going to have to come from services. And none of us want to go back to a library that's not open when we want to go there. None of us want to go back to not enough police or not enough fire, all the things that come with a healthy city budget. So hold on, let's think this through, look at the program, tweak it if it needs tweaks, which the city has done, and keep it because it's good for most of us.
Voters have their say on what they think is best for Pacific Grove on November 6. Measure M needs a majority vote to pass. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.